After snagging the neighborhood map, I spent some time grabbing all the weight equipment I could carry. There was a lot of it. Free weights and dumbbells littered the room. I took them all. I grabbed multiple weight benches, which weighed nothing once I removed the bars. I broke down a door I hadn't noticed earlier, and within were several mats and heavy medicine balls and various pieces of broken gym equipment, along with some wrenches and other tools. All into the inventory, including the broken door. I then took everything off the office counter on the receptionist's desk, including a laptop computer with a dead battery and a cabinet filled with paper files.
Why are you even bothering?
Donut, having fully recovered, frantically attempted to clean the blood off of herself. She was caked. She needed a shower and a brushing. The brushing part was going to be a problem.
If we can lift it, then we can take it. It only takes a second. The system is really good about categorizing it all. For some things, like that cabinet, it's faster to pick the whole thing up and add everything into the inventory than it is to search it. For example,
I held out my hand, and a half-full bottle of Johnny Walker Black appeared.
This was hidden in that cabinet somewhere. The inventory system lets me keep it all together, and it lets me take things out of it, too. It's great once you figure out how to work it. We don't know what will be useful and when, so if it's not bolted to the ground, it's going into the bag.
We decided to go back on the road, heading deeper east. I moved slower. And then, after several hours, we finally saw something new. I stopped the chopper, examining the spray-painted sign on the wall.
2 crossroads east, 3 south. Stairs plus people.
It was written in English in red, runny spray paint. I ran my hand across it. It didn't come off on my finger, but it had a tacky texture. The paint was only hours old.
Do you think it's a trap?
Maybe.
Now that we'd stopped, I could see several X's on my map, indicating mob corpses just down the hallways. We ventured in to get a better look. These were white, horned goat things with mouths full of fangs. I examined the first one.
Lootable corpse. Chili goat, level 4. Killed by crawler Brandon Ann, with an assist by Chris Andrews, 2. Inventory is empty.
I examined all the goats in the area, and I counted 15 different names who had either killed or assisted in the slaying of the mobs. The goats had been sliced, fried with spells, and I saw several broken arrow shafts, though the arrow heads themselves were all gone. Some of the monsters were literally smashed flat, like the person had an enormous hammer.
I'm pretty sure it's not a trap. Let's go find them.
The spray-painted notifications continued the closer we got to the area. Right where the sign told us to go was a T-junction. I coasted to a stop. The chopper would need another lump soon. I was getting good at understanding its sounds and vibrations. My ass was killing me, and my legs ached. On the ground was an arrow pointing left, which was further east. Looking at the map, I could see this area was different than any place we'd entered before. The east and west roads didn't continue straight, but they curved away, indicating we'd come to the edge of a massive circle. I suddenly had an uneasy feeling about what might be at the center of this area.
I see the stairwell. If you zoom out the map, it's right on the edge of what we can see.
Sure enough, in the area immediately south, and presumably in the center of this giant loop, there appeared to be a stairwell. I hovered over the white square on the map, and it simply read, Stairwell to Floor 2. I didn't see any other blue dots or anything else. Just the empty expanse of the fog of war.
Look! There's something written on the ground!
Donut pointed down the left hallway. After a minute's hesitation, I stored the chopper, and we went toward the sign on foot.
This road is safe. We are gathered 1.5 miles this way. Do not go deeper into the spiral, or you will activate the burrow boss.
Shit. Mordecai had said the bosses wouldn't be guarding the stairwells until the 4th floor.
I wonder what's in there.
Donut looked at the solid wall to our right.
just as something rushed past on the other side. It was like we were standing on a train platform. Whatever it was something fast. Something big. Very, very big. We walked on foot. After about a quarter mile, a round portcullis appeared on our right, leading toward the center of the circle. The crossbeam gate was lifted about halfway up the floor. We'd be able to slip under and go deeper into the loop if we wanted. There appeared to be another ring just inside. The graffiti had called it a spiral. Looking inside, I could see another doorway just down this wide interior hallway. So it was more like a round maze than a spiral. If we slid under the gate, it would no doubt slide closed and trap us. Let's wait a second. I want to see what it is. We didn't have to wait long. The creature, whatever it was, rushed by in a flash, too fast for me to get an info box. It rolled like a ball. It was pink, fleshy, and it was the size of the entire hallway. It was like a nightmare Pac-Man monster. The stench of sewage wafted up as it passed.
My heavens.
Donut crinkled her face like I'd tried to feed her vegetables.
This is going to be unpleasant.